Sheila, the Australian Ingenue Who Bewitched British Society, by Robert Wainwright.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
To my own Sheila, Paola, and in loving memory of my late father, Arthur. Prologue. A Princess Returns. The lady graced, rather than sat on, the hotel couch, at ease, as one might have expected, in the luxury of her temporary surroundings. Her face, famed in her youth for its ethereal beauty, was still bright and eager, her make-up spare. Wide, clear eyes creased faintly when she smiled, framed by thick, carefully styled silver hair that sat shoulder-length, longer than in her heyday, when she had helped make short, sharp hair fashionable. Pixie-ish, an admirer and frustrated suitor had once described her. That compliment still held true 4 decades after it had been given. But she had some other special quality. Her interrogator, the women's magazine journalist perched on a chair opposite, scrambled mentally for the phrase that might definitively encapsulate the woman before her. It was on the tip of her tongue, and yet somehow elusive. Prim or matronly? Did the lady a disservice, despite the cascading strings of pearls around her throat and the modest length of her skirt?